And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Pam Adams with Ascension St. Matthew's Church here to talk about their fall fair. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm absolutely great. I'm thrilled to death to be here, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in, because I was just taking a look at your flyer, and man, you've got lots of fun stuff. So give us the dates and the times, and then we'll talk about what to expect on each evening.
The dates start on Friday evening, the 7th of October, and we run from 5 to 8 that night. And on Saturday morning, we open at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we go till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's Ascension St. Matthew's Church, 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. That's up near the Castle Heights area.
Now, you guys have a new pastor.
Yes, we do. We're fortunate enough to have a new pastor. As many of the community know, we lost our beloved Pastor Drury a year and a half ago to an operation that didn't succeed. And so we've had wonderful supply clergy, we've had wonderful interim clergy, and we're proud to announce that we have a new pastor, James Locke, and his wife Samantha from Rock Valley, Iowa, who joined us June 19th.
So this would be a great opportunity for community members to come out and meet pastor and
yes,
his wife.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the major focuses that we want to have this year. We do homemade soups, homemade chilies, home-baked goods. They will be available on both days. On Saturday morning, we're trying something new. It's going to be a breakfast casserole dish, which means that it's all put together in one dish and could be put onto a plate. And we hope people will come out and share that with their morning coffee or tea. That is from 9 until 11 on Saturday morning. The breakfast is offered only on Saturday morning. We figure people don't want to eat breakfast at 5 o'clock at night on Friday. So.
Yeah, sometimes breakfast is good for dinner.
Breakfast is good all day, but we have the soups and chilies and all of the other things. Along with that, this year we're doing our second annual silent auction. Last year we tried it and it was such a success. We have wonderful people who bring things into us, local businesses support us, and we have many things from gift certificates to quilts to, there's so many things I can't even begin to name them all. People are just going to have to come and bid on those items.
Now, the great thing about all the proceeds that you get from the silent auction go to?
They go to back into the community during the year for whatever needs. We support many, many, many things. We're able to do that because luckily we don't have a mortgage on the church, and that's great. So the money that we earn from this goes back out into the community.
And you have various programs that you put it towards.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Everything from the flood victims to the Children's Justice Center to, I mean, the list just goes on forever. And there's usually a list posted. We usually try to post it as to where some of the money goes to. And the list is getting longer and longer all the time, we're glad to say. So
I bet. Now, the Fall Fair is not just for church members. It's open to the entire community.
Oh, no. This is an all-parish event, which means that everybody in the parish gets to work, hopefully. And it's open to the public. Also open to the public at this event will be our Ascension St. Matthew's gift shop, which our girls work very hard. Well, some of our fellows, too, work very hard all year to do some of the old-fashioned crafts, hand embroidery and quilting and that kind of thing. And it's certainly worth a look in. We're only open twice a year, and the Fall Fair is one of the events that we're open for. The second one is our Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper in February. So
this is a great time to go in and look at the gift shop and what they have to offer.
Absolutely. It's something that started on a card table in the old building. And when we moved into our new building, you won't believe the expansion of it. And people who come in say, oh, my goodness, what a variety of things we have. That's my bailiwick, so I'm a little proud of that one.
Oh, I bet you should be.
I don't do it alone. I have lots of help.
All right. So it's the Ascension St. Matthew's Church Fall Fair. Now, this is going to take place on Friday, October 7th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and available to purchase for both days is delicious handmade soups, paste, chilies, homemade baked goods, canned pickles, beans and beets and jams. I mean, that sounds delicious. You don't want to miss that. And of course, new this year, they're going to be hosting a breakfast casserole breakfast on Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. So you can come in, have a bit of a casserole with your morning coffee or tea. And then, of course, they're going to be having their second annual silent auction with lots and lots of baskets you can go in and take a look at and then bid on those. And the great thing about this is that all the money made from the silent auction goes right back into the community. They give back to various charitable groups in our community. So, and of course, they're going to have their gift shop open so you can go take a look at all their stuff. So if anyone has any questions, they could call
The church office, 637-0106.
And then the church is located at 522 North Homestead Boulevard. Go check it out. It's for a great cause. And, of course, you can meet the new pastor, Pastor James Locke, and his wife, Samantha. So it sounds like a really fun time. Pam, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I just hope to see as many people will come out and support us as possible, because this is really one of our worthwhile things that we do, and we'd love to have the support. And we always love to meet new people and greet new people and talk to new people and thank all of the people who have supported us over the years.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Roa. I appreciate your doing this for us.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.